Get on up.
Everybody right there.
Get into it.
Everybody right there.
Get involved.
Everybody, you.
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could a meteor have made impact with the Earth in the state of Michigan? That's the question. After a meteor is seen above that and several other states at about 8:10 Central Time last night, and many who witnessed it said they heard a boom and felt an earthquake shortly after.
I spoke to Carrie Ann Edwell of the U.S. Geological Survey about the possible impact somewhere in Michigan.
Our stations picked up was the meteor impact, so this is not necessarily like an earthquake or any seismic activity. It just means that a couple of our stations in the area registered the impact of the meteor.
I'm John Clemens.
With no sign of any agreement coming on a long-term spending bill, House Republicans have a short-term spending bill that could keep the government from having to shut down on Friday night. It could pass the House without any Democratic votes, though some Democrats would be needed on the Senate side. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-860-6565. That's 800-860-6565. 800-860-6565. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
As lawmakers argue about how to replace the DACA program, the Trump administration still wants to end the program as it currently stands by March. And now the Justice Department says it is going to take what it calls the rare step of asking the Supreme Court to overturn a federal judge's ruling last week. That judge in San Francisco said that the administration must allow those that were brought illegally to the U.S. as children to stay in the U.S. while the challenges move through the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals.
The pressure campaign will continue until North Korea takes decisive steps to denuclearize.
That Secretary of State Rex Tillerson speaking at a summit organized by the U.S. and Canada held in Canada yesterday to discuss the North Korean threat.
This is a strategy that has and will require patience.
A group in California is declaring independence from the rest of the state. Their unlikely bid for statehood would include the state's rural counties while leaving the big urban centers behind. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
Nuclear war, cyber attacks, and environmental disasters. They're topping the list of man-made threats to global stability in 2018. That, according to a survey of 1,000 international leaders from the worlds of business, government, academia, and civil society. The report being released today in advance of the World Economic Forum's annual meeting in Davos, Switzerland next week, an event that President Trump is expected to attend. Israel's prime minister making a bold prediction. Benjamin Netanyahu says he believes the Trump administration is going to move the U.S. embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem within this year. Netanyahu telling reporters traveling with him on a state visit to India, he's basing his prediction on what he calls a solid assessment. However, last month, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said that embassy move would not come for at least 3 years or more.
All clinical data indicates that the president is currently very healthy and that he will remain so for the duration of his presidency.
That's White House physician Ronnie Jackson speaking to reporters yesterday about the exams he gave the president last Friday. He says he advised President Trump to reduce fatty food consumption, lose 10 to 15 pounds, and get a grip on his cholesterol levels, but that otherwise he's in exceedingly good condition for a man his age. And another wintry mix of snow and ice is affecting North Carolina, Georgia, Alabama. They're under states of emergency, and hundreds of flights have been canceled again because of the nasty weather. The Northeast is getting snow out of the storm. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, on this show, we cover so many different topics. We decided to do one we've never done before, and we're going to cover postpartum depression. So even if you're not a woman of childbearing age, this topic may still affect you in some way because it could be your wife, it could be one of your grown children, or even one of your grandchildren who suffers from postpartum depression. And even more surprisingly, postpartum depression can also strike men, which I didn't really realize until
Or it could be your assailant.
Or it could be. And we've got a special guest coming on later this hour, and it's Kimberly Hershenson. She's a New York City-based therapist whose practice revolves around this very topic. So I'm excited to have her on. But listen to these stats. Are you ready for this? So the CDC says that 11 to 20% of women who give birth each year now have postpartum depression symptoms. So just, you know, on average, it's 11 to 20. So if we say 15, right? So 15% out of 4 million live births in the U.S. means that approximately 600,000 U.S. women a year suffer from postpartum depression. Did you know it was that prevalent?
No, it's a staggering number.
I have to wonder, though, and I'm, you know, I don't know if our therapist is going to be able to talk about this or not because this really isn't her forte. But you have to wonder about the gut biome of these pregnant women because there are more and more pregnant women that drink diet drinks, that even before they're pregnant, they eat a lot of processed carbohydrates. They don't have a healthy gut biome, and then now they have a baby growing inside of them, and then afterwards, you know, we know there's a link between depression and the gut biome.
Well, my question would be, did they change the definition? All right. So, you know, if you said postpartum blues versus true clinical depression and needed treatment.
I don't think they did.
Did they
looked
lower
it up.
The bar so that anybody who gets a little sleep deprived and a little cranky counts as postpartum depression?
I don't think they did. In my research, I didn't see it, but that's a good question for our guest.
Because they've
done
that in a lot of other diseases.
Right.
They're like, oh, it's a 50% increase over the last 5 years. And it's like, it's only going up because you've lowered the bar for the definition so that everyone has it.
Right.
You know?
I mean, we've seen that with obesity. We've seen that with a lot of other criteria. You know, they changed the criteria. High blood pressure, you know, they lowered the number of what blood pressure equates to having hypertension.
Right. So
it changes
now,
the statistics.
More people are going to be deemed hypertensive, or more people are going to be deemed diabetic, which means that it's a bigger problem. We get more funding from the government, the research grants for drugs, et cetera, goes up. You know, I mean, there's a whole how much of it is true? Because, well, it's a serious topic is, and maybe I'm not around that many new mothers as much. But, you know, I don't know how many you see. I don't see a whole lot of new mothers these days, but I don't see that many that are going off to the degree that they need intervention. They need mother at home to help them with a newborn baby a little bit,
right,
but they don't need a psychiatrist.
Yeah, you know, that's an interesting comment. Now, when I was in Canada for 11 years, I did do obstetrics as part of my family practice. I did see a lot of new moms, and there was a lot of baby blues. And the baby blues typically went away by itself, didn't need medication or intervention. I thought a lot of times it was the huge drastic change in hormones from the end of pregnancy to in the postpartum area. I just wonder if these days some doctors are jumping the gun and starting antidepressants too quickly when it's just a transient sadness. But I did see a lot of baby blues for some weird reasons. Typically, there were no reasons, but sometimes the mother was expecting a girl and got a boy and was hugely depressed over that. And you see a lot of strange reactions like that.
Wouldn't it be sad if, like, you, I don't know. I think it'd be sad. I don't know. I was a surprise baby. I was the result of a drunken stupor at a wedding.
Yes.
And it involved some kind of kitchen table. And I don't even know how
please.
I found that out. It's weird to find out, but.
Stop.
So, you know, I don't know. I guess there's different reasons people could be depressed. And I would think for some people, it would be if it's their first child. Maybe it's their life has had so many drastic changes. You know, they say don't have more than one major change a year if you can help it. So don't, like, move. Don't get divorced, move, and start a new job all in the same year, that kind of thing.
Well, change is anxiety-producing. Mm-hmm. You know, it doesn't matter what it is. But it can be good change. I mean, so having a child's a good thing, or getting the job promotion, or getting, you know, the job out of college. But anytime there's change, in my opinion, it is anxiety provoking. And with a child coming into the house, there is a lot of change. I mean, you know, the routines that you had established are all disrupted, from the twice as much laundry to do, and, you know, different shopping, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it is a big time life disruption. So some of that's just adjusting to the change. I agree with Dr. Gammon that there's a huge hormonal influence that goes on. But again, you know, most of these folks, most of these gals, you can kind of walk through it a little bit. Dad's depression, easily explained. I'm not sleeping. Yeah, I'm not sleeping. I haven't had intercourse in the last 9 months, you know, and there's no hope of getting it any soon. So hopelessness is what takes over Dad's mind. And then he starts seeing the bills come through and realize that, oh, I have to pay for this little critter.
Yes, my life as I knew it is over.
Evaporated. Right.
Well, you know, when we look back at time, different generations, pretty much now there are so many, I'd say the majority is two income households. So that whole sleep when the baby sleeps thing doesn't work because they got to go to work. So they can't take a nap in the middle of the day when the baby's snoozing.
Well, it's sociologic that. And also you used to have extended family. So you brought a newborn baby home.
Everybody helped out. It was a village.
If mom wasn't there, she was right around the corner. Or, there was help in that transition. And now they're oftentimes across the country or on the other side of the world. I have patients who live here whose parents are back in Asia.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. We're such a global society. You know, one thing I want to ask our guest when she comes on, I wonder if there's a stigma associated with postpartum depression. The reason I say that is because there are some statistics that say only 15% of the women who have it actually get help for it. All right, that music means it's time for Doc Shock. It's when you find something shocking in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. I love, love, love this one. I've always had this unbelievable sense for determining somebody's health by looking at their face. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times that I've had this conversation, right? I can tell when a woman's pregnant. She could just be like 8 weeks, and I'm like, I know. I can tell by looking at her. I've accurately predicted cancer, high blood pressure, like, oh, they're getting sick. I can tell you if someone's about to get the flu or they're getting sick simply by looking at them. Now, I'm not crazy, and here's proof, because here's what's happened. They've actually found out that there was an article in the Frontiers in Psychology that selfies will soon be able to determine the number of health issues using the same technology based on the human brain. And it turns out, like me, there are lots of people that have this facial recognition and facial change like radar. It's like turned up 10 notches. That's what mine is. And they've just computerized it all. So now these selfies in the future are going to be able to tell you what your BMI is, exactly if you're, what your blood pressure is, which I think is weird, not just that it's high, but what it is, and all kinds of things just by examining the face. Now, you may think this is really far off, but really it's not, because when somebody feels like they want to look younger or healthier, what's the first thing they do?
Get a facelift.
They go get a facelift. And why is that? Because they will be perceived as younger and healthier by people that are looking at them simply because they've changed their face. So, I mean, I'm just like, this, I think, is one of my favorite Doc Shocks in a long time, because this just really shows the power of the human brain and then now what we can do with that concept in taking another step in technology.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to be back in just a second. We've got Kimberly Hershenson, and she's a New York-based therapist who specializes in postpartum depression. She's going to come on and talk to us a little bit about that. And don't forget, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas. And if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography. so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Okay, if you're just tuning in and you want to hear the show in its entirety, you can search Staying Young Show 2.0. That's the podcast version of the show. Or you can go to StayYoungAmerica.com where you can find all our past shows as well as daily medical minutes. We have a great guest on with us, Kimberly Hershenson, and she is an expert, an absolute expert on postpartum depression. Thank you, Kimberly, for coming on the show with us.
Oh, of course. Happy to be here.
So tell us a little bit about your background and why is this your focus? Why did this kind of resonate with you and you wanted to do this as this line of work, postpartum depression? Why that focus?
Sure. So I got into therapy as a second career. I actually was an attorney, but have always wanted to be a therapist. That was like my dream. So after practicing law for quite a number of years, and then I started a family. I have children, and I was just like, I need to, you know, follow my dreams. So I ended up going back to school, becoming a therapist. And postpartum depression, and also I deal with a lot of motherhood issues, infertility, miscarriage, high-risk pregnancy. That really resonated with me for a number of reasons. My daughter was born very early and was in the NICU, and just dealing with that. And then I personally didn't experience postpartum depression, but what I did experience when I was weaning my daughter from nursing, I started having these symptoms, and I did some research and then come to know you can get depression from weaning. So just from personal experiences, I wanted to do more training in this field because, you know, I wanted the clinical expertise, but I also had the personal experience. So, you know, I will relate to clients you know, I had a client who was high-risk pregnancy, and I shared with her that I was as well, and with my second, because my first was born early. And it just helped open up that dialogue. They feel more comfortable when, you know, sometimes when you can relate to what they're going through.
So for our listeners, can you itemize the symptoms of postpartum depression?
Yeah. So a lot of times people think it's, I hate my baby. I don't even want, you know, I don't even want this child. But it's really not, you know, that can occur. But it's really when you feel like an extreme sadness or emptiness. You feel like, you know, not quite yourself. Something is missing. If you find yourself crying a lot, if you find yourself not enjoying things that you used to really like doing, any changes in sleep. If you have trouble either falling asleep or staying awake, any changes in your appetite, either you're overeating or you find yourself just food does not look good to me right now. Also, it's common to feel feelings of worthlessness or guilt. You know, I'm not doing enough for my baby, or I'm not present enough for my baby. And also if you're avoiding, you know, family, friends, events. Those are, you know, the classic signs that you might be struggling with postpartum depression.
So why do you think a lot of people don't seek treatment for this? Do you think there's a stigma with it?
I do. I have a lot of clients who tell me, you know, I had my baby. Like, even women that were struggling to have their child, they're, you know, they'll say, this is a miracle and I should be grateful, but this is really hard and I don't really like this. And, you know, I think we have this idea that, you know, you have a baby and you're supposed to just, you know, fall in love immediately and just want to do everything for the child. And sometimes that just doesn't happen.
So how can a woman's family help her through this?
Sure. So I think it would be important if she's able to identify what her needs are. You know, it might not be, I need your advice. It might just be, I need to vent. You know, I'm by myself all day with the baby, or, you know, maybe she even if you have some help, it's still hard. Maybe I just, you know, need to let off some steam. But I think the thing that families can do is try and help out as much as possible. Make sure that the mother is engaging in self-care. You know, offer to babysit so she can go out and get a manicure or take a walk around the block. Make sure that she is getting time to herself every single day, even if it's only for 20 or 30 minutes.
Now, obviously, medications can be used. What about non-medication things like exercise? Does that help with postpartum depression? I know with regular major depression, it does.
Yes. So generally, women can exercise for 6 to 8 weeks, depending on what type of birth they had. So they will need to wait a little bit. But
now, wait a minute. They used to give birth in the field, okay? So what is 6 to 8 weeks? I mean, don't coddle them. Get up.
Oh,
move.
Man. You know? Spoken like a man. Spoken like a man.
Yeah. Even if it's a cesarean section, within a few days, you should be up moving.
All
I'm
right.
not saying you go to, you know, spin class, but you can move.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, light walking, you know, is fine. But I think once you're able to exercise and get those endorphins going, it definitely can really, really help.
Now, what would you say about family? You know, you mentioned a lot of times when people have postpartum depression, they kind of don't get around family, or they kind of what I call cave. They disappear into different areas. And I was just curious, you know, how do you think family, like how did family help you, I think is my question.
Family is just an extra, you know, support. Somebody, you know, if you have a family member who has children, you know, bouncing ideas off them, even sharing what you're going through can make you feel like you're not alone, because everyone's experienced, you know, fear of being a new mother or doubts about being a parent. So I think if you're able to, a family member, if they're able to just offer, you know, their own experience, sometimes that can just help people to think, wow, like, I'm not crazy. I'm not alone in this, and it will get better.
I realize you're not the medical doctor on the show here, but what's your reading, or what have you been told about these drastic changes in hormones that happen after delivery and how they affect all this?
Yeah, so that definitely happens. And from my research and also from just talking to clients, it can take up to a year, but like a solid year before you feel like, all right, I'm back to myself again, just because your hormones really are all over the place. You just, you know, created life. And even, you know, if you're if you decide to nurse, that also brings, you know, hormones into play as well. So sometimes medication can help if it's, you know, purely, if there's a hormonal imbalance, then, you know, medication will help alleviate that.
Okay, we're gonna go to a break, but when we come back, I want to talk about nutrition. I want to talk to you, and I want to talk to the doctors about nutrition and sleep and the role that plays. And if you're listening out there and you're in the military, your family serves our country in the military, we just want to thank you. We can see those downloads of the podcast version of the show. We know that we're following you guys around, and you're following us, and we just love to give you a little piece of home. And follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media. But when we come back, we're going to talk about nutrition. Also, can men get postpartum depression?
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Ron Taylor.
Please stay off the roads. Please stay off the roads. You will be helping the first responders who will have to be responding to those calls.
Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner warning everyone to stay off the roads as the South awoke Wednesday to a two-part Arctic mess. Dangerous icy roads reported from Texas and Louisiana, east to Georgia and North Carolina. Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston has seen around 120 flights crash today. Over 1,000 flights combined were called off at the airports yesterday because of the winter storm. GOP House Speaker Paul Ryan says a long-term solution is needed to protect the hundreds of thousands of dreamers in the U.S. He's challenging lawmakers to craft a better policy. DACA has been linked to budget negotiations as the government is set to run out of money at week's end. Investigators think Jerry Chung-Sheng Lee, an ex-CIA agent, is being accused of taking classified material and helping China go after a U.S. spy network. It's believed that he may have information that may have led to the deaths or imprisonment of about 20 CIA sources in the country. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. So why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and for their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Freedom from guilt or doubt about how your money is used. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do and join a community of like-minded people. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty HealthShare and take back the control of your health care while helping those around you. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Thank you.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
Okay, today we're visiting with New York-based therapist Kimberly Hershenson about postpartum depression. And Kimberly, let's talk a little bit. I know everyone wants to know the answer to the question, you know, do men get postpartum depression? But before we go there, I want to talk about nutrition and the lack of sleep for new moms and how that affects people and their emotions and their hormones. I'll have the doctors here weigh in as well. I'd like all of you to round table that for a minute.
Sure. So I think if you can do two things for yourself, getting adequate sleep and balanced diet are going to really, really help with postpartum depression. But when you're pregnant, some of your nutrients just naturally get depleted because you're feeding a baby. A lot of women have iron deficiency, or they're deficient in vitamin D or essential fatty acids. So, you know, if you're able to get it from real food, that's ideal, you know, like salmon for the omega-3 or, you know, eggs for vitamin D. But if you're not able to manage, then supplements can also help, like taking an omega-3 pill.
And a lot of these gals should be on their prenatals anyway. They should have their nutrition dialed in to the nth degree before they even deliver. So they just need to make a continuation of that.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't realize that. I've heard so many times, oh, I had my baby, I didn't think I needed to take them anymore.
That's when you really need to take them, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even just as much as when you have the baby inside of you and you're not getting sleep and you're not eating right and your schedule's all screwed up, you need that extra nutrition.
Well, as far as sleep goes, after delivery, obviously the baby can keep mom and dad up quite a bit. And I think personally it's good to have a schedule, you know, like I'm going to get the baby next time it cries, or tonight I'm going to do it, tomorrow night you do it. So at least, you know, you can maximize as much sleep as possible.
This is why you encourage breastfeeding, because then I don't have to get up at all.
Oh, yes, you do. You have to get up to get the
baby.
That's
fine. Bring me the baby.
That takes 2 minutes.
You're still up.
That's okay.
Okay, baby's done. Take the baby back.
Okay, let's talk about men. Can men get postpartum depression?
Yes, I actually wrote an article on this because it's kind of a taboo topic. The American Medical Association actually did a study on this a couple years back, and they actually found that 10% of men have postpartum depression.
Did they note any reason for it? Because I know that
they're not having sex. All right. You guys were thinking it. I just said it.
I was about to say, you're living with a crazy woman. You're sleep deprived and you haven't been sexually active in months.
You just said you're living with a crazy woman.
Right.
Did you really just say that?
Right. And, you know,
dig your way out of this
one. It's a
lot
of change.
Let me put some reason on this.
I actually
read an article that in the postpartum phase, men often have their testosterone drop.
I saw that.
Which would be very physiological, since the female's not in the mood, so to speak. It would make sense the men's testosterone drop. But we know low testosterone can lead to emotional changes in men. Do you know if that's a reason for the postpartum depression in men?
That's a part of it. Or it can be, but not for everybody. Sometimes if your partner has postpartum depression, it will increase the likelihood of postpartum depression in the man. But also something else that comes up is the mother and the baby have a very special connection, especially if the mother is the one that's feeding the baby most often. So sometimes, you know, that only exacerbates symptoms in men because they feel like, you know, sometimes what's my purpose? I'm not even bonding with my child like my partner is. Also, you know, some stress about just being a new parent and I don't know what I'm doing. And, you know, and then also the lack of sleep, because babies rarely sleep through the night from birth. So, you know, I think all of those factors combined can contribute to a man getting postpartum depression.
So in general, when is it no longer just postpartum depression, but something else when people have these emotional issues after delivery?
Well, I would say after a couple of weeks, if you're not feeling better, then it's probably time to either see a therapist or a psychiatrist to discuss possible medication. But, you know, usually postpartum depression will go away in a few weeks.
So are you referring to, like, what's called the baby blues? Do you differentiate those different
terms?
Yeah,
that's a good question. How do you differentiate between just the blues and real true postpartum depression?
Yeah, so baby blues, that usually goes away within 2 weeks. If it's longer than that, more likely it's postpartum depression. But if you're feeling depressed for months and months on end, then it might, you know, be something more serious.
Now, often, you know, doctors reach for the psychoactive antidepressant drugs, but you're a therapist. Do you have clients that are able to get out of this depression with therapy only, or do they usually need medication?
Yeah, no, some of them can do it without medication. CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy, is a really, really good therapeutic technique because that helps change the mother's thinking, behavior, and emotional responses that are associated with, you know, the depression and the negative thinking. It basically teaches them techniques to be able to identify their unhealthy patterns and figure out other ways to cope.
For our listeners, is it possible for you to give one little example of how cognitive behavioral therapy actually is done?
Sure. So if one of your thoughts is, I'm a terrible mother, I never do anything right, the CBT therapist will help you think about, what is the evidence against this thought? Well, my baby is growing. When my baby gets sick, I do call the doctor. When my baby cries, I comfort the baby. So you want to try and think about reasons to negate your actual thought.
It's sort of like bringing the left brain on board because the right brain is telling you the wrong information.
Yeah. Exactly.
So what other advice would you know, leave our listeners with, especially if there's someone out there listening that says, gosh, that sounds like me. What's your advice to them?
I would say connecting with other new mothers is excellent. If you just Google it, or, you know, there's meetup.com or even your local, you know, Y or JCC, they usually, the hospital where you deliver, they often have support groups for new moms. So I think that's really, really helpful. I think it's also important to not be afraid to ask for help. If you need to rest, call a family member. Hire a babysitter if you can, and just get somebody to watch your child for an hour so you can just go take a nap. And the final thing I would say, like I said before, is self-care. Make time to do something for yourself every single day, even if it's very, very small. You know, taking a 5-minute shower where you're, you know, enjoying a new shampoo, or putting on a facial mask while you're caring for your baby, just anything nice that you can do for yourself. And be gentle with yourself. It's being a new mom is very, very difficult, regardless of postpartum depression.
Well, I think a lot of people can help out in ways they probably hadn't even thought of. In our church, when somebody has a baby, I mean, everybody kind of surrounds them. I recently took a meal over because we feed them generally for the first month.
We do the same thing, yeah.
And I took a meal over, and I was sitting here thinking, she's got 4 boys running around, a brand new newborn, and she's just exhausted. And the husband's holding the baby, his hair's a mess. And I'm thinking, I'm so glad I'm a grandma on this stage. But, you know, just being able to, my point of that is, you know, be there, bring them things, do things for them. Thank you so much, Kimberly. Yeah. You've been absolutely fantastic. You want to quickly give a website where our listeners can find you?
Sure. I can be found at Revitalife Therapy, Revitalife Therapy.com.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities?
Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
All right, this and every single show ends with Dementia Defender Riddle of the Day. It's your chance to win a free copy of the book Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. So write that number down, toll-free 844-WELL-100. You got to get that riddle right in order to get a copy of that book.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Okay, so today we've got someone calling in from Alabama. And I believe your name's James, is that right?
That's correct, it's James.
All right, James, thanks for coming on and playing with us. Do you know how this works? Have you played this game with us before?
I have not, but I've listened enough to know how it goes.
All right, so the doctors will go through some questions, and if you do really good, you'll get some Lifeline stem cell cream. If you're just kind of, you do okay, we'll still send you out something. We'll send you out some Stay Young vitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And for our listeners, you can always get Lifeline and the Stay Young Vitamin line at stayyoungamerica.com. Here we go. The doctors are going to start off giving you one question after another, like a firing squad.
All right, James. First question, true or false? Our ears convert the sound waves into nerve impulses that are sent to the brain. True or false?
False.
That's correct. It's true, or I should say it's true. So the sound waves then stimulate the little bones, the ossicles move, right? And they stimulate nerve fibers that send electrical impulses to your brain.
Here's your next question. There's five basic tastes that the taste buds can detect.
Are you an eater, James? Do you like food?
I do.
Okay. Well, there you go. You're going to get this one right. I know.
So we want you to name four of the five basic tastes that the taste buds can detect.
I'm going to say, oh, man, I've got, that's a stumper. Sweet.
That's one.
Bitter.
That's two.
Sour.
That's three.
Just need one more.
I'm going to go with salty.
Yes.
That's right. The other fifth one is savory. And a sixth one is called umami, which is a very hard a taste to describe.
Really? Is that? Did you make that up?
I did not make that up.
Yes, you did. I never
I watched the Food Network. Don't you watch Iron Chef? It's umami.
I don't know. Wait, we're going to take a vote. Dr. Anderson, is he making it up?
He's making it
yeah,
up.
That's what I thought.
All right. Third question. True or false? Butterflies have taste receptors in their feet. Why is that medical?
True.
I don't know. But it is true. You are correct.
You know, we've done so many of these. You got to come up with something a little different, right?
Butterflies also have green blood because their blood is based on copper, not iron. Okay, here's your next question. Is the cardiac muscle, that is the muscle in your heart, is it voluntary or involuntary, the muscle? Does the heart beat involuntarily or voluntarily?
Oh, I'm going to go with voluntary.
That is incorrect.
You do not have to will it to beat.
It will beat no matter what.
All right. Oh, one of these. All right, final question, James.
Why do you always get the men versus women question?
Do women have longer, shorter, or the same size tongue in general as men do? Now, before your mind goes there, think about it hard.
I'm going to say longer.
No, your mind went there. Shorter.
Women have shorter. That's right.
Shorter tongues.
See, I figured you guys were going to make some kind of snide remark about women always wagging their tongues and talking too much. And I'm really glad you were above board. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to send you out some Age Support multivitamins. Thank you so much for playing, James. And how's it going there in Alabama? Good? You guys doing good?
It is nice out today. It's really nice. Thank you.
All right. Well, you take care, and thanks for listening, and keep playing.
You bet. Thank you for having me.
And bye-bye. All right, so I wanted to know your thoughts on this question, and it has to do with the postpartum, but also I'm curious. You know, we talked a lot about the microbiome. We talked about a lot of different reasons people can have issues, but we didn't really talk about micronutrients. I mean, do you think that the nutritional issues? I mean, because we know that all the nutrients go to the baby, right? So do you think that there could be some underlying micronutrient deficiencies before the baby's born? And I know we take, the women take prenatals and all that, but maybe there's something that we have yet to put in a prenatal.
What a great question. Just a wonderful question. Micronutrients, of course, are the nutrients inside the cell. And it seems very plausible there could be a micronutrient deficiency with pregnancy and that might have some role with mood. I don't think anyone's actually studied it, to my knowledge.
Let's study it.
It's a great question.
I think we should study it.
I think, that oftentimes if women are following, good nutritional, what I see is a lot of times the women will tune up their nutrition. They'll eat healthier and do everything to a greater degree when they're pregnant because they want to ensure a good outcome, including taking their supplements. So it would be an interesting study, but I think the ones that do the things that they ought to be doing probably aren't going to have too much of a deficiency.
Yeah, all right. Well, see, mixed opinions, I'm curious. I think we should do that study. I think it'd be really interesting.
It would be.
It's time for Dementia Defender. Yes, Dementia Defender swooped into the control room with his cape with a double D on it. And this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charles Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, give Charlie a call at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333. Or go to smartnewyou.com. Charlie does a wonderful radio ablation procedure on the base of the tongue, and it helps sleep apnea tremendously. Here's this week's riddle. What is an eight-letter word that can have a letter taken away and it still makes a word? Take away another letter and it still makes a word. Keep on doing that until you only have one letter left, and that's a word. What is the word? I'm going to repeat it.
You start with one, right?
You start with an eight-letter word, and you take away one letter at a time. And each time, that eight-letter word becomes a seven-letter word, six-letter word, five-letter word, four-letter word, three-letter word, two-letter word, and one-letter word. What is the starting word? Send in your answers.
Okay, you're going to... going to either call us 844-WELL-100, that's 844-WELL-100, or you can go online at stayyoungamerica.com and fill out the contact us form, which says Dementia Defender. And, you know, it's such an easy way to get a free copy of an award-winning book. So if you get it right and you give us your name, your address, and give us your phone number in case we can't understand you or we have a question about the address, and we'll send it out. We'll send out a copy of that book. And it's always fun to keep playing. I love we have some regulars. You know, we've got David from Irving. We've got, you know, we've got a few of these, like, really regular players. And I just love it. And I'm always wanting to, like, stump them because they're pretty good at it.
Yeah.
So you want to give a shout-out to the military?
Well, we love the military. We know they listen to our podcasts all around the world. We appreciate their service, and we are honored by you listening to our show. Thank you so much.
All right, and you can always follow us on Twitter, at Stay Young Media. That is at Stay Young Media. And we're always tweeting out health tips. So about every 20 minutes, you get a new health tip. You get links to medical minutes, links to shows, lots of great stuff there. And if you're just on Facebook, you can find us under Stay Young Media Group on Facebook. Follow us there, because we'll also send out some links and such there. But we'll catch you here next week. And in the meantime, stay young and stay healthy.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber?
Come to the Hunter and County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunter and Healthcare, your full circle of care. The news is sponsored by the Hunter and Medical Center. Hunter and Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunter and Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunter and Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterandhealthcare.org.